ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, what comes after that? Prabhu Nitya, Prabhu. And here in Croatia it's Prabhu, but in India it's Prabhu, not Prabhu. Just a point of pronunciation.
Znači, pitanje izgovora, često ovdje čujem Prabhu, u stvari nije Prabhu, nego je Prabhu.
Prabhu, not Prabhu.
Znači, nije Prabhu, nego Prabhu.
Short A and long A can make a lot of difference.
Znači, kratko A i dugo A mogu napraviti veliku razliku.
There's a lot of difference between Vasudeva and Vasudev.
Postoji velika razlika između Vasudeva i Vasudeva.
One is the father and one is the son.
Jer jedan je otac, a jedan je sin.
So, as you're saying this word many times,
pošto ovu riječ izgovarate mnogo puta,
in prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
i to u molitvi svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi,
it's not a bad idea to pronounce it more correctly.
Nije loša ideja izgovoriti to malo tačnije.
So, this afternoon I plan to speak on a motley variety of subjects.
Ovo popodne bih govorio o jednom velikim raznolikim temama.
As various devotees have come to me with various points that they wanted to be discussed.
Budući da su mi mnogi bhakti prišli sa mnogim poantama koje treba, od kojima treba prodiskutirati.
And there are a few points which I also want to discuss myself.
Ima nekoliko poanti koje ja sam želim da
raspravim. So I'll try to go through them slippity quick.
Zato ću kroz njih pokušati proletiti.
I don't think there's any translation for that in Croatian, but I'm sure you translated it very well. You got the essence.
Ali ne znam kako se to prevodi ta riječ na hrvatski, ali mislim da ste...
So, yesterday in the questions and answers session, the first question was about the nature of language.
Juče na sesiji pitanja i odgovora, prvo pitanje bilo o prirodi jezika.
How every word is Krishna.
Kako je svaka riječ Krishna? Na koji način je svaka riječ Krishna?
Personally, I found the question very enlivening.
Osobno sam,
who asked that question?
Mislio sam da je, smatram da je pitanje bilo vrlo oživljavajuće. Ko je pitao pitanje?
You asked that question. You should go and join our research institute, but you have to learn English first.
Znači, ti si pitao, trebao bi se pridružiti našem institutu za istraživanje, ali trebao bi znati engleski prvo.
It's another language.
To je još jedan jezik.
Krishna understands all languages.
Krishna razumije sve jezike.
So yeah, the understanding of everything,
razumijevanje svega,
which roughly gets thrown into the bag called philosophy,
svega onoga što se grubo rečeno ubacuje u djelokrug filozofije,
begins with epistemology.
Započinje sa epistemologijom.
Of understanding how we understand.
A to je razumijevanje kako mi u stvari razumijevamo, kako shvatamo.
We can't even begin to understand how we understand unless we understand a language.
Ali ne možemo ni početi shvatati kako to shvatamo ako ne razumijemo jezik.
So we have to accept, we can't start off from a position of absolute ignorance and attempt to gain knowledge.
Ne možemo krenuti sa pozicije apsolutnog neznanja i željeti dosegnuti znanje, apsolutno znanje.
When we speak or write, when we use language, we accept as axiomatic that other people can understand what we're saying.
Kada pišemo ili govorimo nekim jezikom, aksiomatski prihvatamo da drugi ljudi mogu shvatiti ono što mi pišemo ili govorimo.
I spoke a few points about that, how Krishna is the Krishna who is the super soul, the paramatma in everyone's heart.
Da, rekao sam par poanti o tome kako je Krishna nad dušo u svačijem srcu.
Matasmriti gyanam apohanam cha, understanding or misunderstanding comes from, both come from him.
I razumijevanje i nerazumijevanje obodvoje dolaze od Krišne.
All intelligence comes from him.
Sva inteligencija dolazi od njega.
The intelligence to remember him comes from him.
Inteligencija da ga se sjećamo dolazi od njega.
And the intelligence of brilliant atheists who make very intelligent philosophical constructs to deny the reality of the personality of Godhead also comes from him.
I briljantna inteligencija ateista koji prave zapanjujuće teorije da on ne postoji također dolazi od njega.
Actually, there's no such thing as an intelligent atheist.
U stvari ne postoji takva stvar kao što je inteligentni ateista.
Prabhupada was once asked about what about a sincere atheist?
Prabhupada se jednom pitalo, ali šta je sa iskrenim ateistom?
And Prabhupada said, it's like talking about an honest thief.
Prabhupada je rekao, pa to je kao da govorite o poštenom lopovu.
If someone is sincere, they should be seeking for the truth.
Ako je neko iskren, onda treba tragati za istinom.
And if they're sincerely seeking for the truth, they must accept the simple fact that there must be a supreme controller.
I ako iskreno tragaju za istinu, moraju prihvatiti jednostavnu činjenicu da mora postojati vrhovni kontrolor.
Anyway, we're getting you see that even the very first questions of how do we understand what we understand, it requires so many perspectives from so many different angles.
Čak i to samo prvo pitanje kako nešto shvatamo zahtjeva sagledavanje iz toliko mnogo perspektiva.
So in philosophy the first step is epistemology.
U filozofiji prvi korak je epistemologija.
But you could spend your whole life just on that and never come to an end.
I možete cijeli život provesti samo u tome i nikad ne doći do kraja.
You at one time, Gokul Chandra, you were going to research the subject of pramana and just, you know, make a little research and present it. There we are. There's matter finished. And then he realized that if you had 50,000 lifetimes, you couldn't come to the end of it.
Gokula Chandra Prabhupada iz svoje vremena htio napraviti jedno malo istraživanje pramana i onda se shvatio da imaš 50,000 života, ne bi mogao doći do kraja toga.
So for everyone, including atheists, in philosophy, we have to at some point accept certain axioms, or we accept certain points that they're mutually accepted to be tenable, and then we go on to, otherwise we can't build any thesis.
Jednostavno u bilo kojoj filozofiji u nekoj točki jednostavno moramo prihvatiti neke aksiome, neke stvari koje se ne objašnjavaju da bismo onda imali nešto pipljivo na čemu možemo dalje graditi, inače ne možemo dalje krenuti.
If we accept the Arohana, actually we don't accept the Arohana Pantha, but the climbing method of trying to climb up the mountain of knowledge.
U stvari mi ne prihvatamo taj uzlazni put prihvatanja znanja kojim se penjemo na planinu znanja.
Which is the only method accepted by mundane academicians.
A to je u stvari jedini metod koji prihvataju svjetovni akademici.
That's why they're mundane.
I zato su i svjetovni.
They accept as a sacred principle that there is nothing sacred.
Oni kao sveti princip prihvataju to da ništa nije sveto.
It is an inviolable principle in their stupid minds.
To je nepovredivi princip u njihovim glupim umovima.
And any failure to any failure to accept the principle of inviolable materialism is considered a heretic and is banned from academia.
I bilo kakav pokušaj da se to povrgne jednostavno se protjeruje iz akademskog svijeta.
So, but anyway, even if we are to make a thesis, which is their way of doing things.
Čak i ako želimo postaviti neku tezu, što je put kojim se obično ide.
A thesis or a hypothesis of something that could possibly explain what we perceive.
I u stvari hipotezu o tome da objasnimo kako percipiramo stvari, šta je to što percipiramo.
The hypothesis of Krishna is quite tenable.
Hipoteza Krišne u stvari je objašnjiva.
It's in this context it means philosophically possible.
Znači ona je filozofski moguća.
that there is a supreme intelligence who is conscious of everything and everyone, and whose consciousness links together everyone else's consciousness.
A to je da postoji vrhovna svjesnost koja je svjesna svega i svakoga i koja povezuje svačiju svjesnost.
So that when one person says something, someone else is able to understand what he says, although it's some sounds which represent a concept within the mind of the person who is speaking, is able to communicate that abstract concept to someone else.
I na taj način, kada jedna osoba nešto izgovori, to je samo zvuk koji izlazi iz njenih usta, međutim druga osoba je u mogućnosti to da shvati, znači jedan koncept iz uma se pretvara u zvuk i kod druge osobe opet u umu se stvara taj isti koncept.
So anyway, that's a very big topic which I won't pursue further here.
I to je jedna velika tema koju neću dalje razjašnjavati ovdje.
And again it requires much more research.
I naravno zato je potrebno mnogo istraživanja.
To understand the intricacies of it.
Da bi se shvatili svi fini detalji toga.
In trying to understand the intricacies, various philosophers come up with various theories.
Da bi se shvatile ti razni detalji, razni filozofi predstavili različite teorije.
Which by the grace of Krishna's Maya, all of which may seem to be tenable.
Koje je milošću Maje, sve zvuče moguće.
Therefore, to understand the actual fact requires inspired intelligence, transcendental intelligence.
Stoga da bi se stvari shvatile, potrebna je jedna inspirirana, transcendentalna inteligencija.
That is supplied by Krishna.
A tu nadahnutu inteligenciju daje Krishna.
Divya gyan hriday prakashito. The spiritual knowledge is revealed within the heart. It's not... Yeah, anyway, spiritual knowledge is revealed within the heart.
Znači, duhovno znanje se razotkriva u srcu.
It is not simply a matter of cramming information.
To nije jednostavno nabijanje informacija.
I sat, I studied, I passed my exam, I am now a bhakti shastri.
Sjeo sam, naučio, položio ispit i sad sam bhakti shastri.
But this, by this method one may become the possessor of a certificate saying that one is a bhakti shastri.
Na taj način osoba može doći u posjed certifikata koji kaže da je ona bhakti shastri.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that transcendental knowledge has been revealed to the person within the heart.
Ali to ne znači da je toj osobi unutar srca razotkriveno transcendentalno znanje.
So to present the actual understanding of reality as given in Srimad Bhagavatam.
I da bi se predstavilo stvarno znanje onako kako je predstavljeno u Srimad Bhagavatamu.
In refutation of all incorrect philosophies.
I da bi se pobile sve netačne filozofije.
In refutation or in fulfillment of incomplete philosophies.
I da bi se pobile nepotpunosti neispunjivih filozofija.
It's not necessarily that all philosophies of the world are totally incorrect.
Nije neophodno da su sve filozofije na svijetu netačne.
But because they're not properly linked with the absolute truth who is Krishna, they may be imperfect.
Ali pošto nisu pravilno povezane sa apsolutnom istinom, sa Krišnom, onda su nesavršene.
Just like, for instance, Srila Prabhupada accepted the theory of communism.
Na primjer, Srila Prabhupada je prihvatio teoriju komunizma.
He was very much against communism as it was manifest in the world at the time.
On je bio jako protiv komunizma na onakav način kakav je bio manifestiran u svijetu u to vrijeme.
He considered it a blight upon humanity. You got that word blight now?
On je to smatrao sramotom za čovječanstvo.
But he proposed the theory of spiritual communism.
Ali on je predložio teoriju duhovnog komunizma.
That all living beings are equal on the spiritual level.
Da su sva bića jednaka na duhovnoj razini.
not just human beings, but real communism should take into account the interests of living beings, even in the bodies of bugs.
I ne samo ljudska bića, nego duhovni komunizam treba uzeti u obzir i živa bića u tijelima, čak i, na primjer, insekata.
So to present the perfect exposition of the absolute truth, which is given in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Stoga da bi se dala prava predstava apsolutne istine koja je data u Srimad Bhagavatam.
In refutation of imperfect ideas.
I da bi se porazile te nesavršene ideje.
In refutation of fulfillment of imperfect ideas.
I da bi se porazilo pokušaj ispunjenja tih nepravilnih ideja.
It is required that some devotees take up philosophical research and understand the intricacies of various faulty philosophies and show the perfect philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Potrebno je da određeni bhakti se prihvate filozofskog istraživanja u određenim poljima i da ukažu na da uspostave apsolutnu istinu.
For which purpose Srila Prabhupada founded the Bhaktivedanta Institute.
I u tu svrhu Srila Prabhupada je osnovao Bhaktivedanta Institute.
Primarily to counteract the misleading science.
I to je prvenstveno bilo stoga da se pobije ta znanost koja zavodi.
But also of to on all intellectual fronts the philosophy or philosophical misunderstandings.
Ali na svim poljima također na polju filozofskog razumijevanja.
Recently at a Shravana Kirtana camp like this in South India.
Nedavno na jednom Shravana Kirtana kampu u Južnoj Indiji, kao što je ovaj kamp.
I was presented a series of questions.
Postavljen mi je niz pitanja.
On the nature of Brahmanism and Vaishnavism and the practical application within the modern world.
O odnosima brahmanizma i vaišnavizma i praktična pitanja koja se tiču ovoga modernog svijeta.
And about an hour into answering the questions,
i nakon jedno sat vremena odgovaranja na ta pitanja,
I noticed that most of the devotees look completely lost.
Primijetio sam da većina bhakta izgleda potpuno izgubljena.
And at that time we all decided that we should have two types of camps.
I tada smo shvatili da trebamo imati dvije vrste kampova.
One for devotees who like hearing and chanting and haribol and that's all.
Jedan kamp za one koji vole slušanje i mantranj, pjevanje i haribol, to je to.
Which is fine.
Što je u redu.
Very good. Those
jako
who like
dobro.
To chant Hare Krishna and dance and be happy, welcome.
Oni koji žele pjevati Hare Krishna i plesati i biti sretni, dobrodošli.
But for those who want to go more deeply into philosophical issues, there should be a separate meeting for them.
Ali za one koji žele malo dublje ići u filozofiju, za njih treba biti odvojen sastanak.
Because when I was answering these questions, I saw after an hour or so, I wasn't even looking, and I saw everyone like staring.
I nakon sat vremena odgovaranja vidio sam da većina samo zuri ili spava.
So when I stopped answering the questions at that point, then a few devotees were very disappointed because generally we discuss at a very simple level, but there are other devotees who want to go into the intricacies of philosophical understanding.
I kada sam stao sa odgovaranjem na pitanja, par bhakta je bilo razočarano, ali uvijek ima onih koji žele ići u dubinu filozofije da se objasne svi detalji.
Who find their understanding being nourished by that.
I njihovo razumijevanje se time ohrabruje, ili oni žele ići duboku filozofiju.
That we do meet various people with various outlooks and our own thinking leads us to consider various points that we read about in Prabhupada's books.
Mi srećemo različite ljude sa različitim pogledima na život, a i naše samo čitanje nas vodi, postavlja nam se mnoga pitanja koje želimo odgovoriti.
So to discuss all these points and get clearer understanding is helpful if we are to meet with various intellectual people.
Zato trebamo raspraviti sve ove poante i diskutovati oko njima ako ćemo sretati različite intelektualne ljude.
Which Srila Prabhupada personally did. I mean, he if you see the conversations that Prabhupada had with non-devotees, he wasn't much interested in meeting film stars or people who are just famous for some useless thing, but he met with authors, professors, intellectuals.
Znači, možemo vidjeti iz Prabhupadovog života da on je volio razgovarati s intelektualcima, nije razgovarao sa osobama koje su samo poznate zbog neke beskorisne stvari, kao što su glumci, na primjer, nego je razgovarao sa piscima, profesorima, intelektualcima.
So, in India also we often meet representatives of other sampradayas, Vaishnav, non-Vaishnav sampradayas who are deeply studied in the philosophy of their own sampradaya.
U Indiji često srećemo predstavnike drugih sampradaja, vaishnavskih i nevaishnavskih, koji su duboko učeni u učenjima svoje sampradaje.
And they often have questions of us on a level that requires some knowledge of their understanding.
I često za nas imaju pitanja koja podrazumijevaju određeno znanje o njihovom shvatanju.
And a deep and lucid understanding of our own understanding.
I imaju duboko jedno lucidno razumijevanje našeg razumijevanja.
And of course in these countries also that we should meet with various leaders of society.
I u ovoj zemlji naravno trebamo se susretati sa različitim vođama društva.
And discuss with them these various points by which they will feel satisfied that our Krishna conscious movement is not simply sentimental, but that we can present answers to their deepest questions.
I trebamo diskutirati s njima, ali na način koji će njih zadovoljiti u smislu da oni shvate da ovaj pokret nije samo nešto sentimentalno, nego da ima duboku filozofiju.
Now, of course, Srila Prabhupada was not, he was a great philosopher, but he was more also.
Srila Prabhupada bio veliki filozof, ali bio i više od toga.
He certainly wasn't an armchair philosopher.
Svakako nije bio filozof koji samo teoretizira.
Sitting around and talking impracticalities.
Koji samo sjedi i govori nepraktične stvari.
As one member of the Ramanuja Sampradaya said, I've come and studied so many years Vishishtadvaita, Dvaitadvaita, and I want to help teach all your members.
Jedan pripadnik Ramanuja Sampradaya rekao, proučavao sam toliko dugo filozofiju i želim poučiti vaše pripadnike.
So Prabhupada said, you see, people nowadays, they don't have much inclination for all these things.
Prabhupada je rekao, ma danas ljudi nemaju sklonosti prema tim stvarima.
Prabhupada said, we're teaching them Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Mi ih poučavamo Bhagavad Gita kako jest.
Prabhupada said, if you want, you can teach, but mostly we're teaching Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Rekao, ako želiš, možeš poučavati, ali mi većinom poučavamo Bhagavad Gita kako jest.
And Srila Prabhupada is very concerned to demonstrate that this philosophy has practical application for the benefit of human society.
Srila Prabhupada je bio vrlo zabrinut za to da se prikaže da ova filozofija ima praktičnu primjenu koja će dodati dobrobit cijelom čovječanstvu.
He was very concerned to establish communities in which devotees could live according to this philosophy.
Bio je vrlo zabrinut da uspostavi zajednicu u kojima bhakti mogu živjeti ovu filozofiju.
And in this way demonstrate its efficacy.
I na taj način demonstrirati njenu efikasnost.
That Krishna consciousness is not some otherworldly pie in the sky. You got that? Otherworldly means like someone.
Yes, I know the word.
And then pie in the sky means it's just like that. It's rabbit's feathers, horse's eggs, flowers growing in the sky. It's like that. Every language has its.
Znači, Šrila Prabhupada je htio prikazati da ovo nije nešto ono strano, neko grožđe na vrbi.
Pie in the sky is English. Akasha pushpa is Sanskrit. Flowers in the sky.
Na sanskritu je to akasha pushpa, znači cvijet na nebu, nešto što jednostavno ne postoji.
Bengali, it means horse's eggs.
Na Bengaliju kažu konjsko jaje.
Tamil? You don't know Tamil. Oh yeah, like you don't.
Grapes on a willow tree.
Grapes on a. Were you there in Udupi when Ryush? He said someone brought a pineapple, and I was surprised. How do you get a pineapple here? And he said, "Oh, he brought it from his own tree, from his own pineapple tree." I mean, pineapples don't grow on trees. There's no such thing as a pineapple tree. He didn't know. He's a Delhi boy, city boy. You weren't there, no? No.
Znači, bili su u Južnoj Indiji, neko je donio ananas i onda sam pitao odakle ananas ovdje i on je rekao, pa to je sa drveta, ananas uopće ne raste na drvetu.
They grow on a medium-sized plant on the ground like this.
To ananas raste na jednoj niskoj biljci koja raste pri tlu.
So, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to present Krishna consciousness very practical.
Što Prabhupada je htio se sam Krishna predstaviti vrlo praktično.
Because people who consider themselves very practical, they think that religion is just some mumbo jumbo with no practical meaning in the world.
Jednostavno ljudi koji sebe smatraju jako praktičnim, jednostavno smatraju da je religija neko muljanje koje nije jako praktično.
It is the opium of the people, said Karl Marx.
Karl Marx je rekao, to je opium za narod.
Opium, you take opium and then you just sail away to another world which doesn't exist.
Kad uzmete opium, jednostavno otplovite u drugi svijet koji ne postoji.
So, Karl Marx, he gave this idea that people, they're just dreaming of a better another place which doesn't exist. So, let's see what's going on here. This is reality.
Karl Marx je dao tu ideju da ljudi samo sanjaju o nekom drugom svijetu koji nije stvaran. Dajte da vidimo šta se nalazi ovdje.
And his theory was to make this world a better place.
Njegova teorija je biti ovaj svijet učiniti boljim mjestom za život.
That is tangible.
To je moguće.
There may or may not be another world, but this world is tangible. We're definitely here now, so let's do something about it.
Drugi svijet može ili ne mora postojati, ali ovaj svijet je opipljiv, stoga ajmo učiniti nešto u vezi s njim.
So to show that, well, Srila Prabhupada had various reasons for wanting to establish devotional communities.
Iz različitih razloga Srila Prabhupada htio uspostaviti devocijske zajednice.
But one reason is to show that the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, they are not simply concerned with another world which we cannot ascertain whether or not it exists from our present platform, but it also gives direction by which we can live relatively peacefully in this insane world.
Prabhupada je htio pokazati da učenja Bhagavad Gita nisu samo o nekom drugom svijetu za koji trenutno ne možemo reći da li postoji ili ne postoji, nego da je to nešto praktično što se može živjeti sada ovdje.
So our Krishna consciousness movement has much work to do on many fronts.
I naš pokret za svjesnost Krišne ima mnogo toga za uraditi na mnogim frontama.
It is meant to be a movement.
On je namijenjen tome da bude pokret.
Like a river, if it keeps on moving, then it's always fresh, unless you have so much effluent from the factories coming into it.
Znači, kao rijeka, ako je u pokretu, uvijek je svježa, ako nema, naravno, otpadnih voda iz tvornica.
So, unless the movement keeps on moving, unless it's dynamic, it tends to become stagnant.
Jel ako se pokret ne kreće, onda stagnira.
And also, we don't need effluent from the factories of people's mental concoction factory.
Također ne trebaju nam otpadne vode iz umova koji samo špekuliraju.
The various materialistic people, they have factories that only produce effluent in everything they speak is simply polluted.
Jednostavno neki ljudi samo stvaraju mentalni otpad, što god da govore, to je samo otpad.
So, reality distinguished from illusion for the welfare of all is beneficial to the world.
Znači, realnost koja se razlikuje od iluzije za dobrobit cijelog svijeta.
And all the Mayavadi, Prakriti Sahajya, grossly materialistic, etc., etc., pollution has to be kept out.
I jednostavno trebamo izbaciti sva zagađenja koja dolaze od Mayavadija, Prakriti Sahajya, grubih materialista itd. itd.
Otherwise, well, instead of being purified by the flow of the river back to Godhead, then we become polluted.
I jer u protivnom, umjesto da budemo pročišćeni tom rijekom koja teče nazad Bogu, bit ćemo zagađeni.
So, as I said, I'd speak on various subjects, as various devotees had asked me various things.
Rekao sam da ću govoriti o različitim temama, budući da su mi različiti bhakti pitali različita pitanja.
Baba Ananda Rai Prabhu, you're going to write down a question for me, something about pride, was it?
Baba Ananda Rai, ti si zapisao nešto o ponosu, neko pitanje.
Did you write that down?
Jesi li zapisao to?
Or do you want to? You have that now?
Envy. Envy, you wanted to ask about envy.
Yeah, do you have it written down or do you want
imaš li to zapisano?
Say it now?
Ili želiš reći?
Oh, well, it's not very helpful, is it? Anyway, you can speak it.
Možeš reći.
A devotee in the temple was talking about envy.
So his question is, where did this envy start? Where does it come from?
Where does envy come from?
Odakle dolazi zavist?
What is the origin of it?
Koje je porijeklo zavisti?
Well, whatever the origin is, you want to know what's the knowing the end of it is more important.
Odakle god da dolazi zavist, znati rezultat je mnogo važnije.
The origin of everything is Krishna.
Izvor svega je Krishna.
Krishna is not envious of anyone.
Krishna nije zavidan ni na koga.
As Prabhupada translates this samoham sarva bhuteshu, I envy no one. Krishna
kao što to Prabhupada prevodi u Bhagavad Gita, ja ne zavidim nikome.
But envy is the perverted reflection of love.
Ali zavist je jedan izokrenuti izraz ljubavi.
That's all.
To je sve.
Our natural position is to love Krishna.
Naša prirodna pozicija je da volimo Krishnu.
When we don't want to love Krishna, then we envy Krishna.
Kada ne želimo voljeti Krishnu, onda mu zavidimo.
When we envy Krishna, then we envy everyone else also, and we envy ourselves also.
Kada zavidimo Krishnu, da zavidimo i svima drugima, i sebi samima. Postajemo neprijateljski raspoloženi prema svom vlastitom interesu.
There's also envy in the spiritual world.
Postoji zavist u duhovnom svijetu.
But it's pure.
Ali je čista.
That sounds contradictory, doesn't it?
To zvuči malo kontradiktorno, zar ne?
Because the very nature of envy is that it's most impure.
Jer sama priroda zavisti da je najnečistija.
But what would appear to be in this world envious dealings are in the spiritual world they are dealings which nourish devotees' love for Krishna.
Ali ono što izgledaju kao zavist u ovome materijalnom svijetu, u duhovnom svijetu, takvi osjećaji hrane i ljubav prema Bogu.
A crucial part of the plot in the eternal drama, Leela means drama, of Vrindavan is the rivalry between the groups of devotees, groups of gopis headed by Radha and by Chandravali.
Jer glavni zaplet u toj drami, je Lila znači drama, u toj drami duhovnog svijeta je u stvari to rivalstvo između dvije grupe gopija koje predvode Radharani i Chandravani.
So there is apparent envy in the spiritual world.
Tako da postoji na izgled zavist u duhovnom svijetu.
Krishna apparently doesn't like demons.
Krishna na izgled ne voli demone.
He states in Bhagavad Gita that he throws them into, what is that? Murha janmani janmani mama prapya. What is that verse? How does that begin? Tanaham dvishita kruran sangsareshu naradamam shipami. I throw them ajasram without cessation. He doesn't. There's no way for them to come back. I throw them into hell.
I Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Gita, ja ih bacam u pakao bez mogućnosti da se vrate.
Those are envious, rascal, demons.
Oni
throw them into hell.
Zavisni koji su demoni.
They don't attain me. They take birth again and again among the animal and lower species.
Oni ne dolaze meni, oni se iznova i iznova rađaju u nižim vrstama života među životinjama.
I mean, it sounds like Krishna really doesn't like them.
I zvuči kao da je Krishna stvarno ne voli.
And it's a fact, he really doesn't like them.
I to je činjenica, stvarno ih ne voli.
People are envious of his devotees. Krishna loves his devotees and he really doesn't like at all those who are envious of his devotees.
Krishna voli svoje bhakte i stvarno ne voli one koji zavide njegovim bhaktama.
But then that same Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Ali onda ta isti Krishna dođe kao Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And he delivers even the most envious demons.
I onda izbavlja čak i najzavidnije demone.
So that was a question about envy.
To je bilo pitanje o zavisti.
And you had suggested, Bhavananda Rai Prabhu had suggested that we discuss these topics more often. We need to discuss them more often.
I Bhavananda Rai predložio da te teme trebamo češće raspravljati.
Because we are all subject to these impurities.
Jer smo svi podložni tim
nečistoćama. How have these impurities come? Where have they come from?
Odakle dolaze te nečistoće?
Literally means where have they come from?
Doslovno, odakle su došle?
Where have all these impurities come from?
Odakle su došle sve te nečistoće?
The principal manifestation of envy is lust.
Glavno iskazivanje zavisti je u stvari požuda.
Which is another topic we need to talk about more.
I to je druga tema o kojoj trebamo više govoriti.
It's not the most popular of topics.
To nije jako popularna tema.
To discuss.
Za raspravu.
Although it's a topic or a feature that's with us all the time.
Iako je to tema koja je s nama cijelo vrijeme.
And we need to discuss it regularly because really there's only what is there between us and Krishna? Why are we not yugayatam nim, you know, what is that? Nayanam galadashudharya. Why are tears not pouring from our eyes when we're chanting Hare Krishna?
Jer šta drugo se nalazi između nas i Krishne, kao što je rečeno, zašto suze ne teku iz naših očiju kada pjevamo njegovo sveto ime?
This science fiction, they have the idea you just go through some corridor or you just flip into another dimension.
U znanstvenoj fantastici imaju tu ideju da jednostavno prođete kroz neki prolaz crvotočinu i onda se nađete u drugoj dimenziji.
There's simultaneous universes which we can't perceive, but then if we can just get the technology or the technique and we can just flip into another dimension.
Ti postoje paralelni svijetovi, onda ako možemo usavršiti tehnologiju, onda bismo mogli preskočiti iz jednog svijeta u drugi.
So actually that is the situation. Krishna is everywhere.
To u stvari jeste situacija, Krishna je svugdje.
If we had the eyes to see it, then we'd see the spiritual world everywhere.
Kada smo imali oči da vidimo, vidjeli bismo duhovni svijet svugdje.
So what separates us from Krishna?
Šta je to što nas razdvaja od Krishne?
Is desire.
To je želja.
The key to go into that dimension, the dimension of love of Krishna, is to love Krishna.
I ključ za odlazak u tu dimenziju ljubavi prema Krishnu jeste ljubav prema Krishni.
So it's just a matter of desire.
To je samo pitanje želje.
Perverted desire keeps us in the material world.
Izokrenute želje, izopačene želje nas drže u materijalnom svijetu.
And pure desire, immediately, if we have pure desire, then immediately we are in the spiritual world.
Ako imamo čiste želje, onda smo odmah smo u duhovnom svijetu.
It's not even a matter of being transferred to the spiritual world.
Nije čak ni pitanje toga da se prenesemo u duhovni svijet.
If there is pure desire, we are in the spiritual world.
Ako postoji čista želja, mi jesmo u duhovnom svijetu.
So that impure desire, which is the manifestation of envy for Krishna, that manifests as material lust.
I ta nečista želja koja se manifestira kao zavist.
Yeah, material lust or material desire, we can say.
Možemo reći materijalna požuda ili materijalna želja.
They're almost synonyms. They can be almost synonyms.
To mogu biti gotovo sinonimi.
But in Sanskrit also kama, it means desire, or specifically it means sexual desire.
Na sanskritu kama znači želja ili seksualna želja.
So lust generally can mean just desire, but it generally means sexual desire.
I požuda u stvari znači želja, ali obično se odnosi na seksualnu želju.
If it, even if it refers to other desire other than sexual, it, I'm talking about the English language now. Lust means a strong and base desire. Strong, base and unintelligent.
Sad govorimo o engleskom jeziku, kada kažemo požuda, obično se to odnosi na seksualnu želju, ali požuda se može odnositi na drugu želju osim seksualne, ali u tom slučaju to znači neka gruba, osnovna, bazična želja,
instinkt,
nešto što nije inteligentno, nerazumno.
And to, gives the idea that to fulfill it that we can do anything, which is we don't care for others.
I ideja je ta da bismo ispunili tu želju možemo učiniti bilo šta bez bilo kakvog obzira prema drugima.
So we may speak of the lust for wealth or the lust for power.
Možemo govoriti o požudi za bogatstvom ili za moći.
All the problems of the world come from lust.
I svi problemi svijeta dolaze od požude.
All the problems in our spiritual life come from lust.
I svi problemi u našem duhovnom životu dolaze od požude.
All the problems in ISKCON come from lust.
I svi problemi u ISKCONu dolaze od požude.
What is the solution?
Koje je rješenje?
Most devotees here, it seems, the Croatian devotees are very upset.
Čini se ovdje da su hrvatske bhakte jako uznemireni.
Over various issues concerning our ISKCON society.
Zbog raznih pitanja koja se tiču našeg ISKCON društva.
And they want to see change.
I žele vidjeti promjenu.
Which is good idea.
Što je dobra ideja.
Some change is needed.
Neke promjene su potrebne.
However, if we see philosophically, we should understand where kutastva kashmalamidam, where have these impurities come from?
Ali ako promatramo odakle dolaze te nečistoće?
Or how more pertinent is what's Arjuna's question? Karma esha koda esha? How does that begin?
Kako počinje ono pitanje Arjuna?
Why do good people do bad things? How does that begin, that verse? It's a very important verse, which I'm not remembering just now, obviously.
Ne mogu se sjetiti kako počinje taj stih.
Why do we do? Now we're all stuck. Anyway. Yeah, okay. I have my Bhagavad. Oh, I left it in the room. Yeah, why do we baladiva niyojita? Why, as if by force, we perform activities which we don't even want to, but why do we do them?
Kao da smo prisiljeni da izvršavamo aktivnosti koje čak i ne želimo. Zašto to činimo?
Atakena prayukto yam papam charati purushaha. Anicchama pivarshnaya baladeva niyojitaha. By what? We perform sinful activities, and even though we don't want to, anicchanapi.
Zašto izvodimo grešne djelatnosti čak i ako ih ne želimo?
As if by force, as if it's like we can't control ourselves.
Ne možemo se kontrolirati.
So the famous answer is.
A poznati odgovor je.
Kama esha krodha esha. Rajoguna samudbhavaha. Mahasano Mahapama Vidhyena Mehavayana. Actually the answer is one word, karma.
U stvari odgovor je jedna riječ, kama.
And the rest of the verse is an it further explains that.
A ostatak stiha je samo dodatno objašnjenje.
In one word the answer is karma.
Jedna riječ odgovor je jedna riječ kama, izopačena želja.
And then from karma comes krodha.
Iz kame dolazi krodha.
It's born from rajoguna.
Koja se rađa iz rajogune.
It is the it's like a great fire.
Ona je kao velika vatra koja nas proždire.
It's greatly sinful.
Jako je grešna.
And we should know this to be our enemy.
I trebamo znati da je to naš neprijatelj.
So, yeah, what number verse is that?
Koji je broj stiha to?
3?
Znači stihovi 3, 36 i 37.
So that is our enemy.
To je naš neprijatelj.
That we find is present with us.
I to je trenutno s nama.
Everywhere we go, everything we do.
Gdje god da idemo, šta god da radimo.
We are always conscious.
Uvijek smo svjesni.
If we're not conscious of Krishna, then we are in Maya.
Ako nismo svjesni Krishne, onda smo u Maji.
And Maya means material desire.
A Maja znači materijalna želja.
And the prominent manifestation of material desire is sexual desire.
A jedna prominentna manifestacija materijalne želje je seksualna želja.
Which expands into various other desires or
koja se širi u različite druge želje.
Such as the desire for prestige.
Kao što je želja za prestižem.
Which causes envy.
Što uzrokuje zavist.
Ask about envy.
Pitao se o zavisti.
If we desire I shall be noticed, I shall be respected, I shall be honored.
Ako želimo ja želim biti zamijećen, ja želim biti poštovan.
Then we become envious of those who are noticed, respected and honored more than ourselves.
I onda zavidimo onima koji su zamijećeni, poštovani i slavni više nego mi.
And we are envious of those who are respected, honored, noticed, respected or honored as much as ourselves.
I onda smo zavidni na one koji su zamijećeni, poštovani i slavni kao mi.
And we're envious of those even who are noticed, respected or honored even less than ourselves, because we're afraid they'll come up and overtake us.
I onda smo čak zavidni na one koji su zamijećeni, slavljeni i poštovani manje od nas, jer se bojimo da će doći na naš nivo.
We're envious of anyone who's respected, honored or noticed because we think all of that should be for me.
I zavidni smo na bilo koga koji je zamijećen, poštovan i slavljen, jer mislimo to sve treba biti namijenjeno nama.
Thus we become envious of everyone.
I onda postanemo zavidni na sviju.
So the desire for honor, prestige, wealth, all of these are expansions of the enviousness of Krishna.
I želja za slavom, za prestižem, za bogatstvom, sve to jedno proširenje te zavisti na Krishnu.
Yeah, and particularly as lust, sexual desire.
I posebno kao požuda, kao seksualna želja.
Yeah, so we need to discuss this because so many problems in our society are caused by this.
Jer mnoge tolike probleme u našem društvu ovo izaziva.
In all of human society.
I ne samo u našem društvu, nego u cijelom ljudskom društvu.
In the modern world, thanks to one gentleman, or not very gentleman, called Herr Freud, largely due to him, attitudes towards sexual behavior have largely changed to those in traditional society.
Zbog jednog gospodina koji baš nije gospodin, poznat pod imenom Herr Freud, naš u svijetu viđenje seksa seksualnog života
we
se
used
mnogo
to
promijenilo.
Hear about the sexual revolution.
Nekada smo slušali o seksualnoj revoluciji.
We don't hear about it much nowadays because it's over.
Danas više ne slušamo o tome zato što ona gotova.
It's successful.
Bila je uspješna.
With the advent of mass contraceptives and Yeah, people don't like to talk about it. It's considered taboo. Yeah, one other thing, prior to the sexual revolution, it was considered taboo to even discuss these topics. Okay, speak loudly for 1 or 2 minutes. It was considered taboo to even discuss these topics. But not so among transcendentalists, among Vedantists. We see the Vedantists, there are two main branches, the Advaitavadis, headed by Shankaracharya, and the Vaishnavas. So they discuss these topics.
I oni raspravljaju o tim temama.
But in a very different way to which they're discussed in the modern age.
Ali na vrlo različiti način nego kako se to čini u moderno doba.
The Vedantists understand that sexual desire is the cause of our bondage in this material world.
Vedantisti razumiju da je seksualna želja razlog naše vezanosti u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
And modern psychology, Freudian and post-Freudian, whatever, they think that, well, sex is the very means or the very meaning of our living in this world.
I prema modernoj psihologiji, freudovskoj i post-freudovskoj, jednostavno seks je smisao života.
So the contraception, the acceptance of abortion,
i kontracepcija i prihvaćanje abortusa,
gender roles,
uloge te spolova,
how men and women are expected to behave,
kako se očekuje da se ponašaju muškarci i žene,
women's liberation,
žensko oslobođenje,
acceptance of homosexuality,
prihvatanje homoseksualnosti,
of divorce,
prihvatanje razvoda,
of men and women living together without being married,
prihvatanje da muškarci i žene žive zajedno bez braka,
of open sexual behavior like kissing in public,
otvorenog seksualnog ponašanja kao ljubljenje u javnosti,
and so on, ad nauseam,
i tako dalje.
This is the result of the sexual revolution.
To je rezultat seksualne revolucije.
So we live in a very different world to that, even of in terms of perspectives on sex, the whole big topic sex, than even 50 years ago or 100 years ago is quite different all over the world.
Živimo u jednom potpuno drugačijem svijetu što se tiče gledanja na tu veliku temu seksa nego što je to bilo prije jedno 50 ili 100 godina.
And it is widely propagated and believed that the world is much better for that.
I propagira se kako je sada svijet mnogo bolji zbog toga.
Although not everyone believes that.
Iako ne vjeruju svi u to.
For instance, if we look at the psychology of why certain Muslims perform acts that are called terrorist acts, it's not simply out of, I mean, they do have some ideology behind it.
Ako pogledamo zašto neki muslimanski teroristi vrše te činove koje vrše, naravno iza toga postoji neka ideologija.
That they don't want the hedonistic materialism coming from the West simply to overrun their culture.
Oni ne žele taj materialistički hedonizam koji dolazi sa zapada da pregazi njihova društva.
I mean, this is one of the reasons that two presidents of America have justified their presence, their military presence in Muslim countries, for they want to liberate the women.
I to je jedan od razloga zašto su dva američka predsjednika odobrili vojno prisustvo u muslimanskim zemljama da bi se oslobodile žene.
Because they consider that it's the right of women to be prostitutes more or less than to to do what they like whenever they like however they like with no sexual with minimal sexual restrictions rather than being sexually restricted.
Jer oni smatraju da žene imaju pravo biti prostitutke, da rade što žele, kad žele, s kim žele, jednostavno da ne trebaju imati nikakvih ograničenja, seksualnih ograničenja.
And certain Muslims are very upset about this because they see that it just destroys their whole culture. They have religious reasons for believing that the way women are regulated in their religious culture is correct and the prostitute culture is not correct.
I određeni muslimani su s time uznemireni jer smatraju da to uništava njihovu kulturu, jer smatraju da je u redu način na koji su žene regulirane u njihovom društvu, kako prostitucija nije dozvoljena.
So I'm not an advocate of terrorist acts.
Ja ne zagovaram terorističke napade.
Nor am I necessarily a supporter of the of what might be considered an Islamic concept of gender roles.
Niti sam zagovornik onoga što se smatra islamskim shvatanjem uloga spolova.
I'm just making the point here that, well, not everyone in the world is convinced that the sexual revolution was beneficial for mankind.
Samo naglašavam da nisu svi u ovome svijetu uvjereni kako seksualna revolucija donosi dobrobit ljudskom društvu.
Although generally in the Western world it's considered that now we got it right after centuries of getting it wrong, now we got it right. Now it's better.
Jer ali općenito na zapadu se smatra sada smo sve podesili kako treba, nakon stoljeća ropstva sad je sve kako treba.
Now that women are allowed to have abortions and there are several thousand all over the world every day, it's better. Life is better.
I oni smatraju sada je ženama dovoljno da se odluče na abortus i svaki dan ih se izvodi na hiljade i sada su stvari bolje.
That children, many, many children grow up without having a fixed father or mother figure in their life. That's okay, because people's individual freedom is more important than children's right to have parents.
I smatra,
not just biological parents.
Smatra se u redu da mnoga djeca odrastaju bez da imaju utvrđene figuru oca ili majke u životu i da je u redu da odrastaju bez, jel važnije imati slobodu individue nego dječje pravo da ima roditelje.
But the Vedic perspective, which is actually that's similar in all traditional religious cultures, is that the sexual tendency requires to be regulated within religious marriage.
Ali u vedskoj perspektivi, odnosno u svakom tradicionalnom religioznom društvu, smatra se da seksualna želja treba biti regulirana kroz brak.
Actually, marriage means religious marriage. It's only later that it became more of a, it became primarily a legal matter than a religious matter.
U stvari, kada kažemo brak, to u stvari znači religiozan brak. Tek kasnije je brak postao pravna stvar, pravna institucija.
It is considered a vow taken in the Church of God or the with vows to God. It's considered a sacred vow.
U stvari, brak se smatra svetim zavjetom koji se uzima u crkvi ili pred Bogom.
And with marriage goes a whole set of behavioral norms.
I uz brak ide i cijeli set moralnih normi.
Such as that, for instance, a wife of one man doesn't laugh and joke with the husband of another man.
A jedno od pravila je da se žena jednog muškarca ne smije i ne šali sa mužem druge žene.
And is in fact very careful in her dealings with any other men and a tendency towards zero with most men.
I u stvari ona je jako pažljiva s obzirom na ponašanje sa drugim muškarcima, jer nema tolerancije na to.
For instance, in Vedic culture, among the higher class families, there would be separate living quarters for men and women.
Naravno, u vedskoj kulturi, u višim kastama, postoje odvojene životne prostorije u kojima žive muškarci.
So even in married life, the men and women, they wouldn't mix very much.
Pa čak i u bračnom životu muškarci i žene se ne miješaju previše.
It's not that husband and wife have to be together all day and night.
Nije da muž i žena moraju biti skupa cijeli dan i noć.
Even in married life there's restriction, even between husband and wife.
Čak i u bračnom životu postoje ograničenja, čak između muža i žene.
And even that men will look at women, women will look at men. It was, that's why the burqa is there. First of all, the women don't go out, and if they do go out, they have the burqa. You know this, you know, all the Croatians, they all know them. Bosnians know what it means. Indians know what it means. It's the, I think Americans also know what it means now. because that's why they're in Iraq and Afghanistan, to get all those women out in their bikinis, forget the burqa.
Jer muškarci će gledati žene i žene će gledati muškarci. Zato postoje burke, odnosno zarovi, velovi u muslimanskom svijetu. I u Hrvatskoj, u Bosni sigurno to znate.
Burka means the
burka znači to
like a cloak which covers the
taj
whole body,
pokrivač koji prekriva cijelo tijelo. Samo se tijelo vidi, znači
some
burka.
Some of them they have like that, like a netting also. So even
ne, negdje imaju čak i tu mrežicu preko očiju. Jednostavno i u Americi znaju što je burka, jer zbog toga su u Afganistanu i Iraku da bi se žene nosile bikini.
Yeah, these are obviously very different outlooks on gender roles.
I to je naravno drugačiji pogled na ulogu spolova.
And the Vedic culture is one of restriction.
A vedijska kultura je ona koja donosi ograničenja.
Restriction is required because without that there's going to be trouble.
Ograničenja su potrebna jer bez toga dolaze nevolje.
Unless men and women are restricted in their behavior, if there is free mixing, then there will be the possibility of fall down increases tremendously.
I zato postoje ograničenja u druženju, jer ako se muškarci i žene slobodno druže, onda se povećava opasnost, dramatično se povećava opasnost od pada.
As we see within our ISKCON society,
kao što vidimo u našem ISKCON društvu,
for instance, it's not only in ISKCON, but
na primjer,
it's everywhere,
ISKCON,
that
to je svugdje.
Fall down is sexual fall down, a man with someone else's wife or whatever, it's quite common.
Znači taj seksualni pad muškarac sa tuđom ženom, to je uobičajeno.
Divorce is considered normal.
Razvod se smatra uobičajenim unutar ISKCON-a,
which reflects the larger society,
što odslikava stanje u širem društvu.
And it's much easier to go along with the norms of the modern society.
I lakše je prikloniti se normama modernog društva.
It's a big effort to control the senses, right?
Jer veliki je napor kontrolirati osjetila.
And it's a big effort to train people to think and act in a way differently to that of the broader society.
Iako je teško obučiti ljude da se ponašaju na način koji se razlikuje od glavnine društva.
So the easy way is to just act according to the norms, chant Hare Krishna and act according to the norms of the broader society.
Jer lakše je pjevati Hare Krishna i ponašati se u skladu sa normama šireg društva.
And as far as trying to stop divorce and all this kind of thing, it's just seems to be too difficult.
Jednostavno boriti se da se zaustave ti razvodi, sve to čini se jednostavno preteškim.
Of course, this wasn't Srila Prabhupada's idea.
Naravno, to nije bilo Srila Prabhupada ideja.
Srila Prabhupada wanted to show how Krishna consciousness, as I was saying, it works on a practical level. It's not simply some otherworldly idea.
Srila Prabhupada je želio pokazati kako svjesnost Krišne je praktična, kako nije neka onostrana ideja.
He wanted to create brahmanas, ideal people who by their behavior would naturally be looked up to by members of the broader society, that naturally be looked up to for their ideal behavior.
I Prabhupada je želio stvoriti klasu brahmana, idealnih ljudi na koje će se ugledati, na koje će se ostatak društva ugledati zato što imaju idealno ponašanje.
But that is not possible if and we talk a lot about Vaishnava behavior and relationships and all this and that, but it's not going to have that much effect if you're a very polite, cultured, kind debauchee. It doesn't mean much, does it?
Da, mi mnogo govorimo o vajšnavskoj kulturi, o odnosima, o ovome i onome. Vi možete biti jako ljubazni, jako sa jako finim ponašanjem, ali ako ste razvedeni, kakvog tog smisla ima? Pardon, ako ste raskal, ako ste nitko...
Yeah, raskal, that's a good word. Is that what you said?
Yes, I understood. I corrected myself, I understood wrong.
If at all we are to stunch the or stop the tide of rampant fall down within our society, then we have to adjust the way the sexes interact. We can't expect to behave like karmis and then have a different result.
I ako želimo zaustaviti tu poplavu razvoda i seksualnih padova u našem društvu, jednostavno moramo promijeniti način na koji se spolovi odnose između sebe, jer ne možemo se ponašati kao karmi i očekivati da imamo drugačiji rezultat.
If a man other than if a man other than the husband of a woman makes friendships, starts to joke with her and this and that, we should immediately know this is not proper. It's going to lead to fall down. If it goes to its natural course, it's going to lead to gross fall down.
Jer ako muškarac koji nije muž žene počne sa tom ženom da se šali i da se razgovara, da razvija prijateljstvo, to prirodno vodi padu, i to grubom seksualnom padu.
So that should be nipped in the bud.
I to treba sasjeći u korijen.
But in every case, Maya is such that everyone thinks, no, nothing can happen.
Ali Maya je tako da svi misle, ma ne, ništa se neće dogoditi.
They're both good devotees.
Ovo je svojni dobri bhakti.
It's a little unusual, but it's not so bad.
To je malo neobično, ali nije loše.
And then, even if someone says something to either of the parties concerned, they say, no, it's nothing like that.
I sada,
ako
neko kaže bilo što, bilo kome od njih dvoje, on će reći, nije to ništa, mi smo samo prijatelji.
I really appreciate her devotional service.
Ja stvarno cijenim njeno predano služenje.
And just for service we have to have some interaction like that.
I zbog službe mi moramo se družiti.
And then the knot on the heart becomes stronger. That's Maya's business.
I onda taj čvor na srcu postaje jače stegnut. To je posao Maje.
So if it's not nipped in the bud, then it becomes a very hard knot and very difficult to break.
I ako se to ne sasječe u korijen, onda postaje to jako čvrst čvor koji se teško rješava poslije.
As we have seen, sometimes you can, physically, by order, separate two parties who should not be coming close to each other by according to proper norms, physically, okay, you go there, 1,000 kilometers away, go away. But after 1 year, 2 years, still that attachment remains, they come back and... Right?
Ti znaš, mi možemo naredbom fizički razdvojiti dvije osobe. Ti idi tamo, 1000 kilometara daleko, ali vezanost je još uvijek prisutna. Nakon godinu dvije, te dvije osobe se ponovo sretnu i...
Gyanam avritya dehinam. The conditioned soul, his knowledge is covered by lust.
Uslovljenoj duši znanje je prikriveno požudom.
Even if someone has a Bhakti Shastri degree and they can write a wonderful essay on how lust, karma, the effects of karma, they'll just be totally covered themselves.
Čak i ako osoba ima Bhakti Shastri diplomu i ako može napisati prelijepi esej o tome kako požuda prekriva uslovljeno živo biće, mogu biti sami potpuno prekriveni.
Therefore, within cultured society, not only Vedic society, but any society which has any real culture, including Islamic society, and at least in that respect, there's culture is there. There are strict restrictions on interaction between the sexes.
Iz toga u vjerskom društvu, u stvari u bilo kojem kulturnom društvu koje ima kulturu, uključujući islamska društva, postoje ograničenja koja reguliraju ove stvari.
Which in a modern liberated society people think is very strange and very wrong.
Što ljudi u modernim oslobođenim društvima smatraju da je pogrešno.
And many of our devotees also, they think that this is something wrong.
I mnogi bhakti smatraju da je to nešto pogrešno.
And they even think that Prabhupada is wrong in some way. When they can't accept it, then they blame Prabhupada.
I jednostavno smatraju da je Prabhupada u krivu. Kad ne mogu nešto prihvatiti, misle da je Prabhupada u krivu.
On the other hand, we see that those religious groups, even if they're philosophical and religious groups that are strong on this point of that lust should be controlled, even if they don't have a very deep philosophical understanding of it, they're able to keep themselves intact.
Jel vidimo da one zajednice koje čak i ako nemaju duboko duhovno razumijevanje, ako imaju čvrst stav po ovome pitanju, možemo vidjeti da čuvaju svoju cjelinu.
They maintain their identity as Orthodox Jews or
te zajednice održavaju svoj identitet, na primjer kao ortodoksni Židovi.
Amish, how is that pronounced? Amish, Amish?
Ili Amishi.
Amish, Amish. I heard it pronounced both ways. I thought an American might know. It's pronounced both ways. Amish, yeah. Yeah, people respect them because they stick to their they haven't adopted anything from modern society.
Oni nisu usvojili ništa od modernog društva. Ljudi ih poštuju zbog njihove striktnosti.
So even though philosophically they may not have a very strong understanding of the nature of God and they eat meat and so many things, but on this point they understand and they follow that and they're able to maintain their identity.
Iako oni nemaju duboko duhovno razumijevanje i jedu meso i još neke stvari, ali po ovom pitanju su čvrsti, imaju svoj identitet.
So what I'm suggesting here is that if our society is at all to be saved from its helter-skelter tumble into materialism and modernism, then we have to halt it and adopt different behavioral norms. Sorry for the complexity of the sentence.
Ako mi želimo na ikoji način zaustaviti propast ovoga našeg društva u grubi materializam, moramo na neki način uspostaviti norme drugačije.
We can't have a society which is sexually loose and have a pure consciousness.
Mi ne možemo imati društvo sa labavim seksualnim odnosima, s opuštenim seksualnim odnosima i imati čistu svjesnost.
By sexually loose, I don't mean that everyone is just, you know, what do they have, this wife swapping parties. I know it's not anywhere near that bad.
Kad mislimo seksualni odnosi, ne mislimo ono kao zabave tamo gdje se razmjenjuju partneri. Gdje se razmjenjuju partneri, ne mislimo tako grube stvari. Nije tako loše postalo još u Hrvatskoj.
That's out of date now because they don't even bother having wives, so where's the question of wife swapping?
Mislim, danas više u modernom svijetu niko se ne zamara time da ima ženu, pa gdje je onda pitanje mijenjanja žena?
No, but what might seem to be innocent exchanges can be the cause of fall down.
Ali ono što se isprva doima kao neka nevina razmjena može biti uzrok pada.
For instance, just to bring the point home right here in Lika today,
da bih ovu poantu dočerao do kraja ovdje sada u Lici.
It's not, it might not seem so bad, but it's not so conducive for our Krishna consciousness that men and women all stand together in line for prasadam.
Na primjer, nije baš toliko pogodno da muškarci i žene zajedno stoje u redu za prasadam.
And one man is sitting down right next to someone else's wife with maybe half a millimeter in between them.
Jedan muškarac,
maybe not even that much.
Jedan muškarac sjedi pored nečije tuđe žene sa milimetar razmaka ili se čak dodiruju.
So obviously it's easier to serve prasadam like that.
Naravno, lakše je tako poslužiti prasadam.
But it's you know, I'm not like coming in here and trying to like condemn you all to hell.
Znači, ne pokušavam se ja sad ovdje svi osuditi na pakao.
But I'm just trying to bring this discussion from the theoretical to the practical.
Jednostavno pokušavamo ovu diskusiju svesti sa teoretskog na praktični nivo.
That due to the norms of modern society, we also among our devotees think it, well, we don't even think, that's the problem.
Znači, zbog normi modernog društva mi mislimo, odnosno ne mislimo, i tome jeste problem.
If one man is sitting next, right next, physically next to another man's wife and neither of them think that there's anything wrong, then there's something wrong.
Jer ako
I
muškarac,
just happened to notice it this afternoon.
Primijetio sam to ovo popodne, ali ako muškarac sjedi pored nečije tuđe žene i njih obodvoje misle da je to u redu, onda nešto nije u redu.
And therefore it's required that there are systems and education to avoid this kind of thing.
I zato mora postojati sustav i obrazovanje da se izbjegnu takve situacije.
If at all our society is to ever stop this rot of illicit sex and divorce and on and on and on, abortions.
Ako naše društvo ikada želi,
does go on among initiated devotees in ISKCON. Želi
da zaustavi to, taj nedozvoljeni seks i razvode, čak i abortuse, i to se dešava među iniciranim baktama.
Child abuse,
zlostavljanje djece.
Lust, well, anyway, lust is the disease.
Kako god, požuda je bolest.
The ultimate disease is envy of Krishna.
Krajnja bolest je zavist na Krišnu.
But that manifests as sexual lust.
Ali to se manifestira kao seksualna požuda.
And it is unrealistic to think that just by talking about the pastimes of Krishna without any endeavor to regulate our mode of living that we can just bypass sexual desire.
Jednostavno nerealno je misliti da ćemo samo razgovorom o Krišnim zabavama bez reguliranja, bez pravila, jednostavno nekako zaobići seksualnu želju.
Gorki Shodas Babaji and Vanshi Das Babaji Maharaj were both avadhuts.
Gorki Shodas Babaji i Vanshi Das Babaji su obojica bili avadute.
They didn't follow any regulations even of spiritual life.
Oni nisu slijedili nikakvo pravilo, čak ni duhovnog života.
The regulation was that they were always thought of Krishna. They were completely pure devotees.
Njihovi principi su bili da uvijek misle na Krišnu, bili su potpuno čisti bhakti Krišne.
Even though they didn't follow any other scriptural rules or even social rules, they never had anything even resembling any illicit or any other connection with women.
Jer čak i ako nisu slijedili nikakva pravila spisa, niti su slijedili društvena pravila, nisu nikada imali nešto što bi uopće ličilo na bilo kakav nedozvoljeni ili bilo kakav odnos sa ženama.
So that's instructive, isn't it?
I to je jako poučno, zar ne?
They're above all rules and regulations.
Oni su iznad svih pravila i propisa.
They could mix with any number of women and it wouldn't make any difference to their own spiritual life.
Oni su se mogli družiti sa bilo kojim brojem žena i to ne bi učinilo nikakvu razliku u njihovom duhovnom životu.
And they weren't acting as acharyas, so they didn't take it upon themselves to act in a way that by their behavior they'd teach disciples to follow.
I oni jednostavno nisu prihvatili ulogu ačarije, znači nisu imali tu obavezu da poučavaju svoje učenike primjerom koji učenici trebaju slijediti.
But still in this matter they were very strict.
Ali po ovom pitanju su bili jako strogi.
So, anyway, it's a big subject. How should we behave?
To je velika tema, kako se trebamo ponašati.
Generally, matrivat paradareshu, we should see all women other than one's own wife as a mother.
Općenito trebamo gledati svaku ženu osim naše vlastite kao majku.
But it's not so close like a son to a mother with most women.
Ali sa većinom žena to nije slučaj.
There should be some the point is that they should be respected as mothers, not that there's intimacy.
Znači stvar je da one trebaju biti poštovane kao majke, ali ne da sad postoji neka intimnost.
People who are opposed to this idea, including many devotees in our movement, say, well, this is unnatural, it's artificial.
Mnogi bhakti se u pokretu našem protive tome, kažu da je to neprirodno.
That's true. It's restrictions ordained by Shastra, they are an imposition on the natural tendency.
Da, pravila šastra se nameću nasuprot prirodnih težnji.
But the natural tendency of the jiva in the material world is a perverted tendency.
Ali ta prirodna težnja jive u materijalnom svijetu je izopačena težnja.
So restrictions have to be accepted so that we can redirect our perverted tendency toward the actually natural tendency, which is to love Krishna.
Ali ta ograničenja su potrebna da bismo to svoje izopačene tendencije preusmjerili prema svojim pravim tendencijama,
so,
prirodnim tendencijama, to su duhovne.
Much guidance is required in this.
Potrebno je dosta vodstva u ovome.
Still in much of India, it's even without it being directly taught, it's still in the culture, it's just kind of imbibed and understood.
U većini, u najvećem dijelu Indije, i bez poučavanja, ta stvar je još uvijek prisutna u kulturi, samoj kulturi.
But it seems to have been totally not lost, but thrown out in the West, actually deliberately thrown out.
Ali na zapadu to ne da je izgubljeno, nego jednostavno je namjerno izbačeno.
So that in the modern West it's considered normal, natural and proper that, for instance, so many things I already said. Children, they grow up and their mother has one boyfriend after another and like this.
Već sam rekao, te stvari na zapadu se smatra normalnim. Dijete odrasta i normalno je da majka ima jednog dečka pa drugog pa.
Abortion is normal.
Abortus je normalan.
Sexually illicit behavior is normal.
Nedopušteno seksualno ponašanje je normalno.
Child marriage is banned, but child pregnancy is normal and considered okay. The government supports it by funding it.
Dječji brakovi nisu dozvoljeni, ali dječja trudnoća je prihvaćena i čak i vlada to finansira brigu.
If parents want to get their children married, they'll marry at 14, the government will stop it. But if the girl gets pregnant, they'll pay her for that. In this country, but in many countries, they pay girls to get, if they have children outside marriage.
Ako roditelji žele vjenčati svoju djecu koja imaju 14 godina, vlada će to zaustaviti. Ali ako djevojčica od 14 želi roditi dijete, onda će vlada dati novac za to.
And they consider this the triumph of Western civilization. This is now we reached the zenith of human civilization.
I onda se kaže kako smo dostigli zenit ljudske civilizacije.
But it's finished. This society is finished. It's decadent, and no decadent society can stand.
Ali ovo društvo je gotovo, je postalo je dekadentno. Ni jedno dekadentno društvo ne može opstati.
They're going on for some time. They have some momentum.
Znači to. To ta društva traju još neko vrijeme, još dok imaju zamah.
But this arrogance of thinking that all of society up till now is wrong, now we got it right, when the society is socially a total disaster.
Znači to je jedna arogancija kada se misli sva društva do sada su bila pogrešna, mi smo postavili stvari kako treba.
So those who are convinced of this, they will want to introduce a different modes of living.
I oni koji su ubijeđeni u to, oni žele uvesti različite načine življenja.
So that we can be Krishna conscious.
Stoga mi možemo biti svjesni Krišne.
And I find it absurd that we want to talk about, you know, intimate leelas and all this kind of thing when our own devotees, they can't even act like moral human beings.
Mislim, meni je to apsurdno da mi sad razgovaramo o nekim uzvišenim lilama kada bakte se ne mogu ponašati kao pristojna ljudska bića.
That should be the first thing. That should be the first thing that's inculcated.
To treba biti prva stvar koju trebamo usvojiti.
Otherwise, we become Prakriti Sahajiyas. We're talking about high topics and morality, no morality.
Inače ćemo postati kao Prakriti Sahajiye. Govorimo o uzvišenim temama, a nemamo uopće morala.
So definitely those who want to implement such things, they will be vilified.
Znači oni koji žele primijeniti takve stvari će naići na otpor.
Especially they'll be called misogynist.
Nazvat će ih ženomrscima.
Which is a word I learned when I learned this word when it was applied to myself.
Tu sam riječ naučio zato što su je primjenjivali na mene.
Because
se odnosila na mene.
The idea that society should be regulated so that women, the majority of women, should not live in a manner that in civilized society would be called prostitutes is considered an affront against women.
Jer kada zastupate tezu da žene ne trebaju živjeti onako onim što bi se u civiliziranom društvu nazvalo prostitucijom, onda jednostavno vas napadnu zbog toga.
That women have the freedom to pose for pornography, that's considered their right.
Jer kada žena može pozirati za pornografiju, to se smatra njenim pravom.
It's an affront on the dignity of all of womankind.
A u stvari to je protivno dignitetu svih žena.
And it's totally degrading to the whole of human society.
I to je degradirajuće za cjelokupno ljudsko društvo.
I mean, that's gross. Pornography is gross.
Jer pornografija je gruba.
But even to dress in short skirts.
A čak i oblačenje u kratke suknje.
Tight t-shirts.
Uske majice.
This is not human civilization.
To nije ljudska civilizacija.
This is subhuman.
To je ispod ljudskog nivoa.
And the result is unwanted children, unwanted populace.
A rezultat toga je neželjeno potomstvo.
So that every generation it becomes more and more degraded.
Tako da svaka generacija postaje sve više degradirana.
Anyway, I've spoken on these things many times.
Da, o ovim temama sam govorio već mnogo puta.
It requires to be spoken about a lot more than is spoken about.
I o tome se treba govoriti mnogo više nego što se govori.
Because we're all affected by lust. Who can deny?
Jel na svi u nas utječe požuda? Ko to može poreći?
I mean, there have been devotees in our movement who have said, I am free from lust.
Bilo je bakte u našem pokretu koji su govorili, ja sam oslobođen požude.
I remember one devotee said, a very prominent devotee, I am free from maya.
Sjećam se, jedan jako istaknuti bakte je rekao, ja sam slobodan od maje.
Didn't last long.
Nije dugo potrajao.
Fell down from his high position.
Pao je sa svog visokog položaja.
Into the deep dark hole.
U duboku mračnu rupu.
Of another man's wife.
Sa ženom drugog muškarca.
So we should all be careful.
Stoga svi trebamo biti pažljivi.
Institutionally we need to be much more careful also.
I institucionalno trebamo biti mnogo pažljivi.
So what to do about all this?
I šta da se čini u vezi s tim?
Well, at least in our own among the householders. Last year we had a householders meeting, right?
Prošle godine smo imali sastanak za grihaste.
So among the householders, the community, as Prabhupada was saying, Prabhupada wanted to establish communities.
Prabhupada je želio uspostaviti zajednice.
So what are the norms for householders to interact?
Kakva su pravila za grihaste u ophođenju?
These should be discussed and implemented as far as possible.
I primijeniti koliko god je moguće.
Points like this, men and women, if not husband and wife, sitting right next to each other. I mean, it shouldn't need to be said.
Mislim, ovakve stvari da muškarac i žena koji nisu u braku ne trebaju sjediti blizu skupa, takve stvari uopće ne bi trebalo diskutirati.
That it needs to be said suggests to me that there's a problem there.